Sport on RTE Radio 1.
25 to 9, Des is here with the sport.
I am. We're here. Donal Lenihan's verdict on the Ireland-Italy match in just a few minutes. But first to last night's drama, and there's plenty of it at Old Trafford, where Manchester United produced a memorable second-half comeback to beat Barcelona 2-1 and advance in the Europa League. Fred and Anthony got the goals, the two Brazilian players for Manchester United, drilling home low shots in front of an ecstatic Stretford End. A victory that looked a bit unlikely at half-time because Barcelona led through Robert Lewandowski's 18th-minute penalty. So United's successful run continues. Eric Ten Hag's side now move on to Wembley on Sunday when they'll look to collect their first silverware since 2017 when they play Newcastle in the League Cup final. And as the United fans celebrated on last night's final whistle, United captain Bruno Fernandes reflected on the spirit shown by the side.
Yeah, this, you know, the belief of the team is always there. The belief by the fans on us is amazing. They pushed us through difficult moments this season that we have made great comebacks. You know, this is, the club is made also by that. We know in the past we have done a lot like these results, so it's a great result for us, obviously. But now we have a big match on Sunday.
That's Bruno Fernandes, and the draw for the last 16 of the Europa League will take place today with both United and Arsenal in the hat. Now, it's a busy night in the League of Ireland. The champions Shamrock Rovers are at Drogheda. Bohemians take on Dundalk, and Dundalk are boosted by the news that Hull City's owner is poised to invest in the County Louth club. Derry City meet Cork City. It's St Pat's against Shelburne in the Dublin Derby, and UCD take on Sligo Rovers. In rugby, it's round 3 of the Guinness Six Nations Championship, and the Irish under-20s get the weekend underway. They take on Italy in Treviso tonight. Ireland have won their two opening games. Italy have lost them, but both very narrowly to England and France. It'll be a good game. And the match is live on RTE2. And then the Irish senior team, well, they'll have their captain's run in Rome today ahead of tomorrow's big game. It kicks off at 2:15 tomorrow. It's live on Saturday Sport and RTE2 television. Andy Farrell, by the way, has confirmed that Johnny Sexton, Tadhg Furlong and Jemison Gibson-Park, who are not involved in Rome, will be available for the game against Scotland in 2 weeks' time. But what about this Italian game? Well, thousands of Irish fans are making their way to Rome today, full of the joys of life. Nice spring weather to look forward to. What do you call a Roman with a cold? Julius Sneezer. Well, it's in the spirit of, they're all full of beans on the planes.
And part of Dev will be forever three, isn't that right?
The reason I mentioned that is amongst the thousands heading off is Donal Lennon.
What do you like?
Yeah. Where exactly are you, Donal?
Well, Des, I'm sitting in Cork Airport, fittingly enough, next to a statue of Jack Charlton holding a salmon, a great statue that used to be in the airport with Christy Ring Longo. So I'm in good company.
You certainly are. So now, great expectations amongst the Irish supporters heading out after the high of the French victory. Is complacency a concern?
I wouldn't think so with this particular Irish group. And I think as well, you look at the changes that Andy Farrell has made, it's a big opportunity for the players coming into the side. In a World Cup year, every time you're handed an Irish jersey, you've got to perform, and the players know that. I also think there's a respect for Italy, given that they've played very well this year. They've a lot of good young talent coming through. You know, I'm expecting Italy to turn up. They pushed France all the way in the Stadio Olimpico in round one. So Ireland know what's coming down the line.
In what areas are Italy strongest in your view?
They have a lot of very good young backs coming through. I think it helps them that Paolo Garbisi is back at out half. Tommaso Allan played there in the first two games and, struggled a little bit. I think Garbisi won a top 14 French title with Montpellier last year. You've Angie Capuzzo at full back. He's been a revelation. Small in stature, but by God, he's an outstanding broken field runner. He's playing with Toulouse in France, so a lot of their players playing at a high level. It's an attack, really, that they will pressurise Ireland most. But again, Ireland's defence has been outstanding throughout the championship. They've only conceded two tries, one against France, one against Wales. So Italy will have their work cut out in terms of trying to break that Ireland defence.
And what about the new-look Irish half-back pairing?
Yeah, look, I think it's a vote of confidence. Ross Byrne and Craig Casey, between them, I think they played the last 25 minutes against France. People sort of fret when they saw Johnny Sexton going off 8 minutes into the second half. But to be fair to Casey and Byrne, their game management throughout that last half hour was magnificent. They steered Ireland home. created the fourth try for Gary Ringrose, which is the, you know, got the fourth try bonus. So I think it's a vote of confidence for them. I think it's what you're going to see in a World Cup when you have four games week after week. Andy Farrell will have to make changes during that tournament. And I think the changes he has for the weekend is sort of forward planning for the World Cup as much as this championship.
And one final question. Do Wales go into the match against England tomorrow, having had a strike threat hanging over them? Are they in a bad place going into that match?
It's been an incredible week for Welsh rugby, Des, really. I mean, all the problems have sort of come to the surface all at once. It was a horrible position for the players to be in. But look, I know Warren Gatland well. I could see exactly what he was doing. He cancelled training sessions early in the week in to support the players so they could get their employment issues out of the way. I can see him sitting in there on Wednesday night once those issues were resolved and saying, right, that's the end of that. It's all about rugby now. And if anything, that week has to galvanise the Welsh players. I think the Welsh public will be behind them. So England will be favourites, but given the week Wales have had, I'm expecting a huge response from them.
All right, Donal. Well, thanks for that. Enjoy the trip and the match tomorrow, 2:15 kickoff, as I say. Now in golf, another good day for Leona Maguire. She's just three shots off the lead at the halfway point of the Honda event in Thailand. She picked up four shots today in round two to move to 9 under par. The leader, the local woman, Natavong Tavalip of Thailand, on 12 under. And Shane Lowry, also well placed, going into today's second round of the Honda Classic in Florida. Shane is on 2 under par. Billy Horschel and Joe Bramlett lead on 5 under. Padraig Harrington is 2 over and they resume later today. Some big names from the world of GAA are being honoured tonight at the Gaelic Writers Association Awards in the Ivy Garden Hotel in Dublin. Apart from this year's winners who will be named tonight, Cyril Farrell of Galway, Willie Bryan from Offaly, Mary Jo Curran of Kerry and Linda Mellerick of Cork are being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Lots of racing action today as well. It's in Dundalk at home in Ireland and it gets underway there at 4 o'clock.